The prisoners sat in poetry appreciation chairs strapped in. Vogon suffered no illusions as to the regard their works were generally held in. Their early attempts at composition had been part of a bludgeoning insistence that they be accepted as a properly evolved and cultured race. But now the only thing that kept them going was sheer bloody-mindedness. The sweat stood out on Ford Prefect's brow and slid round the electrodes strapped to his temples. These were attached to a battery of electronic equipment: imagery intensifiers, rhythmic modulators, alliterative residulators and simile dumpers, all designed to heighten the experience of the poem and make sure that not a single nuance of the poet's thought was lost. Arthur Dent sat and quivered. He had no idea what he was in for, but he knew that he hadn't liked anything that had happened so far and didn't think things were likely to change. The Vogon began to read, a fetid little passage of his own devising.
"Frittled Dunt Bogley," he began.
Spasms racked Ford's body. This was worse than even he'd been prepared for.
"Thy micturations are to me as plurtled gabble blotches to a lurked bee."
"Ah!" went Ford Prefect, wrenching his head back as lumps of pain thumped through it. He could dimly see beside him Arthur lolling and rolling in his seat. He clenched his teeth.
"Group, I implore thee," continued the merciless Vogon, "my funkling, turtling drones."